You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. Lake Michigan was recently recognized as one of the best places in America to fish for bass. The booming fishery is one sign of what might be a major shift in the lake's food web. One biologist recently referred to the change as a revolution. Even though there are winners, like people fishing for bass, the change is being driven by an invasive species, and it could spell trouble for the most popular sport fish in Lake Michigan. IPR's Peter Payette reports.
Chris Knopfsinger has an unusual specialty as a fishing guide. He shows you where to catch bass. Most charter fishing up north is for salmon, which are often three or four times the size of the biggest bass. Knopfsinger worked on salmon boats as a teenager, but when he owned his own business, he decided to switch.
Bass is all catch and release, and I really enjoy that factor. Salmon lake trout fishing is all catch, clean, kill, you know, and I don't have a problem with that. I was just ready for a change, and I really enjoy the bass side of things. You know, on days off from salmon fishing, I'd be out bass fishing.
Knopfsinger is busy these days. He's been on the water every day but five since the end of April. He often fishes in Grand Traverse Bay, which Bassmaster magazine recently named the ninth best place to fish for bass in the United States. Knopfsinger says the fishing has always been good here. It's just been getting more attention in recent years. But he says the fish are changing.
Yeah, they're getting fat. Just for instance, we caught one the other day that was 21 inches long and had a 20-inch girth. So it was as fat as it was long.
Researchers say the bass in northern Lake Michigan are some of the fattest in the country. And it's no mystery why. Bass are eating round gobies, a little bait fish native to the Caspian and Black Seas. Gobies first showed up here about 20 years ago. Now they're everywhere. Dave Clapp manages the state's research station in Charlevoix. He says gobies are thick in the rocky areas where smallmouth bass tend to hang out.
You can see 100 gobies in a square meter of bottom of the lake, so they're real plentiful in the when you get in the habitat that's appropriate for them.
The most recent estimate from the U.S. Geological Survey suggests gobies now make up about one-fourth of all the food available to big predator fish in Lake Michigan. But John Jansen thinks that estimate is low. He's a biologist at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Jansen says the surveys are done with trawl nets in sandy areas of the lake. So he believes the survey only sees a small part of the goby population.
It's trivial compared to what's on the rocky habitat. That's just harder to sample. You have to send scuba divers down or submersibles or something like that.
Jansen is the one who referred to the expanding goby population in Lake Michigan as a coastal revolution. The implications could be drastic. Gobies are known to carry a type of botulism that has killed thousands of shorebirds along the lake. And a goby boom could also spell trouble for the most popular sport fish in the lake, salmon. The food supply for salmon in Lake Michigan has been dwindling for years. And Jansen says they don't seem to eat gobies.
The salmon pretty much evolved as a herring predator. The way its mouth is shaped is adapted for feeding in the water column. And they apparently don't even look down in the rocks for the gobies.
If salmon can't thrive in Lake Michigan, it would be an economic blow to cities like Frankfort and Ludington. Those ports have many charter fishing businesses. But Jansen sees some upsides to the goby, since native fish like bass and lake trout are eating them. He says if managers are looking to stock a monster sport fish like salmon, they could look at brown trout. That fish seems to like gobies too. Two of the three largest brown trout ever caught in the world, on record, came out of Lake Michigan in the past 5 years. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.